This is The Breakfast Stable on SEN Plus.
We're back live on The Breakfast Stable. Good morning. Good morning, Saturday morning. For whatever it is you're doing, you're just waking up, you're heading out the door with the kids off to do Saturday morning sport. We hope you're having a good morning so far. And someone who always has a good time.
I'm very excited about this. We have the most beautiful guest called Natasha Weber, who's an astrologist, and she is... good morning, Natasha. I'm going to read out what you do for a living and how amazing you are.
Oh, thank you, Helen. Good morning, everybody. Good morning. Good to be here.
So she's a self-confessed astrology nerd. And she's a resident astrologer for Body and Soul, Australia's number one health and wellness site. You write horoscopes for Mamma Mia. And you've presented on radio and you've done many podcast shows. And you've also appeared on Sunrise Morning Show and is a guest speaker at the Soul Star Festival this year, which is on the 1st of March.
Very exciting.
Welcome, Natasha.
Thank you.
Now, we're talking about what is a horoscope and an astrologist?
Right.
Explain to us.
Okay. So a horoscope is basically a birth chart, and this is what astrologers look to write their predictions and write the horoscopes that we see in the sun sign columns, for example. But what a birth chart is it's actually like a map of your soul. So if you're assuming that a birth chart is 360-degree wheel, so assuming that you are located in the centre of that wheel at your exact moment of birth and you're looking up into the heavens at that moment in time, then the birth chart's like a snapshot of the heavens at that moment. So it's going to contain all of the celestial bodies, not just your sun sign, so your moon sign as well, all of the planets in all of the zodiac signs. Mm, wow. And then on top of that, there's the mathematical relationship that all of those celestial bodies make to each other. And astrologers consider that as quite important in the interpretation of things. So from that birth chart, pardon me, we can look at things like a person's strengths and weaknesses and their greatest potentials. And with a birth chart, it sort of gives you like your astrological DNA or your blueprint. So from that chart, we can also calculate various other charts, such as a solar return chart, which gives you an idea of what's ahead for the year for that particular mm-hmm. person, and other charts, which are quite mathematically based.
So it's almost like fortune telling. Well, you give people guidance. I know that you give people direction and guidance. So what's the difference between an astrologer and a fortune teller or, you know, a clairvoyant or someone that sees the future?
Yeah, so that's a great question. I guess the main difference is that a fortune teller or a clairvoyant is going to give you a predetermined outcome. Whereas the thing I love about astrology is it can be used as a tool to give you an idea of the planetary or astrological climate with which you're working. It also can give you timing around certain events and when to maximise, when would be a good time to kind of put yourself out there and maximise your greatest opportunities and maybe when to hold back when the universe isn't so supportive. The difference is that astrology gives you the opportunity to work with what's available to you. And I'm a massive advocate of free will. There's always free will. Mm-hmm. So with astrology, you get to exercise that free will and you get to make those choices. So not necessarily a predetermined outcome. You know, you're certainly working within the universe's guidelines, but you still get a say in things, which is really important.
I suppose the danger is that people can... make assumptions and therefore act in certain ways because they've read too much into maybe, say, something a clairvoyant may have said or whatever. And so they're kind of
preempting
or they're kind of putting themselves down a path maybe they may not have. Whereas, I mean, and I read your column all the time and I love, reading all your weekly sort of sound bites about, I'm a Virgo and I love reading all that.
But yes, I do too. Every week.
And it's amazing. It is amazing how accurate you are in terms of just things that might be going on in my life at that time. But it's not something that I'll kind of go, I can't do this now because of that. It's just a really nice way of going, especially if you're sort of thinking, how to approach a week or how to approach a situation. And then you read your thing and you think, oh, that's really...
So it's almost like a little bit of reassurance, isn't it? So that you're on the right track. And I think those sorts of things, if you've got those guidelines, it can really help you with those decisions and, you know, when to take the leap and, you know, do a new opportunity or...
Yeah, absolutely. And I think, you know, I have to be very careful when giving people advice because I don't believe that astrology should be something that will deter you from living your life. It can certainly help you make big decisions. For example, if you're going to be booking an elective surgery date, then astrology can help. You might not, well, I wouldn't advise someone to book that date on a full moon, for example. But then there is life and life happens and, you know, there are astrologers that won't step outside of their door if Mars is square to Uranus.
That really flows in with our conversations today. Thanks, Natasha.
Okay.
Natasha, I'm one of those people that sleep with rocks under my pillow, you could say. So I've got, you know, the rose quartz and a couple of other things there, which I really love. And sometimes when I'm having a restless night, I'll reach under the pillow next to me, which doesn't have a partner sleeping next to it at the moment. and I actually take them and I find them really comforting and just it's a great way to sort of get my mind to relax and focus on having some sleep and calming my body. But what about, for example, when there's a full moon or a blood moon or something like that and people say that you should be putting your rose quartz underneath the moonlight? Or is there any truth to that and what's behind it?
Yes, well, I'm not an expert on crystals, but I will say that sleeping with or next to or close by rose quartz, if you don't have a partner at the moment, is said to actually bring that energy in because it
well, it's taking a damn long time.
I'll speak to them for you. But yes, you should be putting your crystals out in the full moon because it's said to be very cleansing. I mean, the moon controls our tides. In astrology, it represents the bodily fluids and blood and obviously water. We are 60% made up of water, so it has that cleansing effect. So putting the crystals, which are made of earth, outside sort of exposes them to that type of energy, which is very beautiful and healing and cleansing.
I love that. Actually, what Pete was saying before about starting the day with self-love and affirmation, it's almost like that. So for me, the rose quartz is about my own self-love. It's not about trying to find somebody. It's actually, I feel really lovely and soft and nurturing when I'm holding that pink quartz. I'm really drawn to those stones. So I can't explain it, but it feels lovely.
Yes, and I think there's something to be said for that we, our thoughts create our reality.
Definitely.
Yeah. So that's working for you.
I have a question. What does it mean when you're born on the cusp? You know, because people go, oh, you know, I was born between this and this date and it's all, you know, between Leo and Virgo, for instance. Yes. So what does that actually mean?
That's a fantastic question because it can be really confusing for some people. 1 in 60 people are actually born on the cusp, and the confusion is around when they're looking at their sun sign columns. And one magazine, for example, might say that they're a Gemini because they're born on the 20th of June, whereas another magazine or column will say that they're a Cancerian. Mm. And the truth is that both are actually correct.
Oh, amazing. Thank you so much, Natasha, for coming in. Website is astrotash.com, Instagram at astrotash. And we love you. Thank you so much for your advice.
Yeah, she's been a great bright and bubbly injection into this very crazy show. And I'd love to say thank you so much, Tash, for coming in. Thanks to all my stable mates as well. Have a great weekend, everyone.
Friends.
You've been listening to The Breakfast Stable. We'll speak to you next week.